In the name of the Father, and Son, and Holy Spirit, only one God. Amen. Solve me, my Father. The first 3 days I was there is like a series I started already, and I tried to explain it to all the congregation I was in other city, and they told me to explain about the Theotokia, the part number 8, which is Hail to you, O Mary, the salvation of Adam, Hail to you, O Mary, the redemption of Isaac, and all the part 8 in the Theotokia. I'll try to connect only first. Then I will read only for St. Basil the Great said about only how to praise and why we have to praise. That the work of praising attracts the service of the angels because this is a part of their job. And they come closer to those who do the same as they. St. Basil tried to explain why we have to praise, because it's a part from our for the job of the angel, and when we praise, we try to be like angels. And the angels come and join the same who are praising too. يعني لما بنسبح ربنا وإحنا في تسبيحة نصف الليل أو تسبيحة للست العذراء is the same job as the angel, all the angels. يجوا الملائكة يساعدونا كمان إحنا كمان في التسبيحة. They try to help us in all the praising. Theotokia, it's a Greek word. It means exactly Theo, meaning God, and Tokos, which is means mother. Theotokia, the hymns of the mother of God. تسبيحة لوالدة الله. The Theotokiyat, all the Theotokiyat we have in every day, is a symbol from the Old Testament about Saint Mary. If I wanted to study theology, and if I wanted to read the incarnation of Saint Athanasius, I have to read only the Theotokia. I remember when I took the course in St. Paul about the first 5 centuries from the fathers of Alexandria, and me and Abuna George only who took the course, and suddenly we found like a priest from Ukraine who came to give us the course, and just he entered to the room, he was shocked. Why 2 priests from the Coptic Orthodox Church took, or they are taking now the course of the first 5 centuries about the fathers of Alexandria? You are. And he said, you are from Alexandria. And he said to us, open your midnight praise and study the theology. If you want to study the theology. That's why all the praises that we have, if I try to read deeply, I will find it, I can study theology. Saint Ephrem the Syrian said, awake, O my harp, your chords. In praise of the Virgin Mary, lift up your voice and sing the wonderful history of this Virgin, the daughter of David, who gave birth to the life of the world. وكأنه بيقول زي داود النبي حرك أيها الوتر الأول أو الوتر الثاني زي ما داود بيقول وسبحوا معايا ست العذراء. Today I will focus on only one word or one part from the Theotokia number 8 about the faith of Abraham or the grace of Abraham. Let's agree together about two things. There is two things in the life, two ways to live the life. One is to live by sight. I have to see, then I believe. I have to see everything first, then I believe. This is live by sight. عايز أشوف الحاجة بعيني لغاية عشان أصدق. Or I live by faith, which is based on everything on what we can't see. Who told me who wrote the gospel? I didn't see. I didn't see the heaven. I didn't see the Hades. I didn't see anything. Then how I can believe? Believe on what I can't see. This is the faith. And the father of the faith, Abu al-Iman, هو إبراهيم. From the beginning, Abel with the life of faith. Then Enoch, walk of faith. Noah, the work of faith. Finally, Abraham, the father of the faith. كل واحد مشى بطريق معين في الإيمان، لكن الوحيد اللي جمع كل الإيمان كله على بعضه كان إبراهيم. And when in the New Testament they tried to reveal about or try to explain what is exactly the faith, they are taking only the example of Abraham. St. Stephen said he used Abraham as an example of faith. In Hebrews, St. Paul said, by faith Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out of the place which he would receive as an inheritance, and he went out not knowing where he was going. You can imagine that someone, he listened to a voice from God, said, go out from this land, I will give you another land. إبراهيم كان عايش في منطقة ناحية العراق، والعراق دي كانت أحسن منطقة موجودة في المنطقة في كل المناطق اللي حواليها. It was amazing. Fruits and everything. Then he listened to voice from God. God said, go out from this land. I will give you another land. And suddenly he said, okay, I will. At the same time, he said, I will go now to go to another land. Based on what? He said, I'm looking to the builder who is God. أنا مش ببص للمدينة اللي هو المدينة اللي احنا ببص فيها، فيها fruits، فيها everything. No. أنا عايز إن الباني واللي عطاني الحاجة الحلوة دي هو ربنا. He didn't say to Abraham, go to New York. He didn't know where he has to go. Sometimes we are very worried about where I'm going now or about the future. If Abraham worried about that, he will never go outside the land. That's why I have to be worried. About what? I have the faith that I am in hands of God. In Genesis said, and he believed in the Lord and he accounted it to him for righteousness. In Hebrews 11:10 he said, for he waited for the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. And it's different. I'm looking to something earthly or something heavenly. ببص الحاجات أرضية وبس، وده اللي بطلبها من ربنا، ولا بطلب من ربنا بيقول له عشان خاطر يا ربي استرها علي. كنت مع حد بتكلم معاه من كام يوم. I was with someone who was talking to me and he told me exactly. It was a confession. And he told me every day in the morning, I'm asking only God two things. To cover me and help me. And that's it. covered me and helped me. مش عايز حاجة تاني يا رب منك. And everything earthly, أنا عارف إن أنت هتعملها هتديها لي. Abraham was the same example. When St. Paul tried to see theological, studied Abraham, he said, in Romans, Abraham did no work that could justify him before God, in Romans. In Acts, he said, he obeyed God by faith when he was ordered to leave his homeland. In Romans, he said, that St. Paul, ده في العهد الجديد. He believed that God could give Sarah a son by faith. He offered Isaac by faith in Hebrews 11:19. And two from the apostles said or tried to explain about the faith of Abraham, St. Paul and St. James. St. Paul said, you have to believe and you have to keep the faith inside your heart. St. James said, not only by faith, but also by work. If faith without work is dead. And the question, why Abraham? ليه يا رب اخترت إبراهيم؟ ليه يا رب أخدت إبراهيم as example I wanted to tell you that he had the faith. Number one, he was a spiritual man. Spiritual man, wherever Abraham went, he built an altar. أي مكان إبراهيم كان بيروح وكان لازم يبني مسبح فيه. Wherever. He tried to sanctify all the earth around him. بيقدس المكان اللي حواليه. Three generations later, Jacob, at the same place where Abraham built an altar, he laid his head on the stone and he had a dream about the ladder, which is a symbol of Saint Mary. بعد ثلاث أجيال يعقوب جه حط راسه على الحجرة وشاف سلم من الله وكانت رمز الست العذراء فكان بركة. In Matthew 6:33 he says, but seek first the king, his kingdom and his righteousness and all these things will be given to you as well. That's why I have to focus what I have to focus on first. I first focus on my earthly requirements or my heavenly requirements. Like Peter, he walked on the water. He had a faith. Let's think different a little bit. احنا دايما we accuse, all the time we accuse Peter. But I will start different today. I will not accuse Peter in first. Peter, from the 12 apostles, he's only the only disciple who decided to go out from the boat and walk on the water. And he had the faith, the only one from the 12. And the other 11, he didn't believe. Who is that? This is Jesus Christ? I have to walk like them? No way. Like him? No way. الوحيد اللي آمن. How can Peter? But he was looking only to Jesus Christ. كان باصص له في عينيه. Peter was looking only to the eyes of Jesus Christ. In 1 minute, نزل عينه من على المسيح وشاف اللي حواليه. وقع. We have all the faith. We have the faith. But our eyes should only looking to Jesus Christ all the time. مش عايز أنزل عيني من على السيد المسيح. Then I will go quickly and let's see the five aspects of the obedience of faith. إيه الخمس خطوات اللي أخدهم إبراهيم علشان يحقق الإيمان اللي كان عنده عن طريق الطاعة. Number one, Abraham obedience was prompt. يعني إيه؟ يعني كان سريع جدا. God said, go now out from this land. And he said, حاضر. طبعا إحنا as parents we said to our kids, اسمع الكلام. لا. يا حبيبي اسمع الكلام. لا. And we have an experience. I think that God offer all the people here in all the world to be parents, to feel what he is feeling. When I said no. Yani, when my kid, for example, my children said, no, I don't want to listen to you, I have to remember what I'm saying exactly to God. Exactly. بس ده لو حد في ولاد مش سمع لا سمعنا ده مش معناه ان احنا ما نسمعش الكلام. But I have to listen to God. That's why the first things Abraham's obedience was prompt. In Samuel, the first Samuel 15:22, he said, so Samuel said, had the Lord as great delight in burnt offering and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to head than the fat of rams. Saint Mary exactly was in the same level of Abraham. The angel Gabriel came and said, you will be the mother of God. She said only, how? The angel tried to tell her about the Holy Spirit. And she said, yes. She, for sure, remember that she is not married to Joseph. And she will be pregnant now. And she will sacrifice herself now and forever. And she knows also about who will be Jesus Christ, the Savior, and he will die. And she said, yes, I will. That's why I have to remember how many times God tried to talk to me and I'm not listening. I said no. Number two, Abraham's obedience was practical. I'm going again to the parents. All the parents said, Habibi, ممكن تعمل ديت؟ حاضر. Habibi, ممكن تعمل دي؟ حاضر. يا حبيبي بقول لك اعمل دي. طب ما انا قلت حاضر. Yes, I said yes all the time, but I'm not doing anything. Jesus said, go, Habibi, to pray. Talk to me. Hadr, I will pray. I believe in prayer. Tab salli, Habibi. I will, inshallah. And I will highlight, inshallah. This is an Egyptian expression. I hate it. Lama basma'ha, ba'raf in fish haga tihsa. That's exactly what I'm doing, Dad. I'm doing that exactly. I remember one of the priests tell me this story, and I think I said it before, about the priest when he tried to, he had a communion, he had to give the communion to somebody, and in this liturgy he was very, very sick. ما كانش قادر يروح لأي حد يديله المناولة. كان مشكلة في ظهره أو كده. And then he said after that that I wanna. He decided to not go to give the communion. And suddenly he like while he was praying the liturgy, he felt guilty, and he felt like how to do that. You have to go to give the communion to the people. And he said to me, Abuna said to me like I was very very like كده. في كده حرارة جواه قال خلاص أنا هروح وخلاص أنا كنت تعبان. And he decided to go. Then he decided to go to give the communion. And he told me I was very, very tired and I had a pain in my back. And when he went to the hospital, then he read the paper and he read the paper, the number of the rooms, okay, like 15A and 29A in the same building. And he was praying that يعني هو يتراي تو تيل جاد لايك بليز ليت ذا روم شود بي ذا سيم يعني ذا سيم ليفل علشان ما يمشيش كتير يعني. Then he went to, he entered to the room and he found someone else different in 15A, the first room. He was different, he was Canadian. Then this guy, then he opened the paper, opened the paper again and he found 15A, طب وبعدين؟ طب فين الراجل اللي أنا كنت رايح أزوره؟ أنا عايز أديله مناولة وأخلص. Then the Canadian guy, he said, are you coming for me? You came for me? Like Abuna was feel guilty, but he said, no, I'm in a mistake. I think the room is wrong. Then the surprise. The guy said, no, it is not wrong. I was praying that God give me an indication or a sign that he will accept me because I all my life I didn't believe in him. I was a Christian, but now I'm not. And I was for 3 days, I was praying that God give me a sign only that he accept me. And you came now after exactly all the doctor said, only few hours left in your life. And I believe that God who sent you. Then the clergy was surprised. Number one, I have to listen to God. Number two, I have to do the action. And I have to go. Then I have to leave. I have to leave everything for God. And the second surprise, when he opened the paper again, after he prayed for the guy and he went outside to the from the room, he opened the paper and he found the number is 15D, not 15A. The problem he read before three times or four times the paper, the same paper, 15A. Why now it's 15D? He read it wrong, but in purpose. Because God tried to help someone else. Then number one, I have to listen to God. Number two, I have to do an action. That's why Abraham's faith did work. He left. In James 2. Thus also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. But someone will say, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith without your works. You believe that there is one God. You do well. Even the demons believe and tremble. But do you want to know, a foolish man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham, our father, justified by works when he offered Isaac his son on the altar? Maybe God, when he asked it, Abraham, please give me your son as a sacrifice. Hadr, I will do. No, the same day and the same night night to morning, he took Isaac to be a sacrifice. Then one, listen. Two, do. Three, Abraham's obedience was progressive. There are steps. The number one, it was listening. Number two was like he do. But when he is doing, there is progressive. It was progressive. How? In Psalm 37, 20, 23, the steps of good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. I remember just after the ordination, I had a lot of things to do in the service with Abuna Shnuda, and Abuna Shnuda, he was very surprised, yeah, very good, very impressive. And then after that, he said to me, one by one, step by step, Ehda, Abuna, we have to do a lot of things, one by one. And I understand, and I understood what the meaning of that. I have to do everything step by step. Exactly in my life. In my spiritual life, I have to do everything step by step. Abraham, when he was listening to God, and he said, when God said to him, give your son as a sacrifice, it was the last step. He knows very well where is Abraham and who is Abraham. That's why it was progressive. Number one, Abraham left. Abraham left. Left everything. And he said, you are the builder of my land. Number two, Abraham set out. He got out from anything. Number three, Abraham traveled through the Bible, through the prayers. Now I leave everything on the earth. Then I go out from all who try to tie me. Number three, I have to go through the Bible. I have to go through the prayer. I have to go through the church. Number four, Abraham went on. Now he is in the heaven. And number five, Abraham set out and continued. And he continued everything in his life. That's why I have to listen to God. Number one. Number two, I have to. Number one, listen. Number two, do. Number three is there is progressive in my obedience. I have to do steps in my obedience. Number four, Abraham's obedience was peculiar, was strange, something no one can believe it. If I saw Noah at that moment, and Noah said, I will build an ark. If you believe in God, you have to come with me. And he was building the ark on the mountain. Are you crazy? How do you do that? You're building an ark on the mountain and said that God will save you? No one believes in that. My belief as a Christian is different than others. We fight the world because the world, they are not believing what we are believe. We are doing the opposite. We are doing the opposite. Who can believe when the brothers sold Joseph that this man will be the second man after Pharaoh in Egypt? No one. Who believe in Jonah? Who believe in Moses when he opened the sea? If you wanted to believe, go to the Bible and see what God did with all the people in the Old Testament and New Testament. And see how God is amazing and is great. That's why the obedience is sometimes strange. Who believe that someone leave everything in his life and go to the monastery to be a monk? Who believe in that? No one. And I saw by my eyes, some people said to a friend who went to the monastery, they said, are you crazy? You're leaving everything in your life? You are a professor. You have everything. And you leave everything like that and go to the monastery to be a poor man? Yes. Because I believe in God. And I believe He is doing everything great for me. In Exodus 19:5. Now therefore, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, they will shall be a special treasure to me above all people, for all the earth is mine. That's why I believe, if I go to Exodus 19:4, I believe in, I carried you on eagle's wings. أنا حملك على أجنحة النسر. إيه ده؟ إيه يا رب ده؟ لا أنا واخد بالي منك قوي. أنا حاطت عيني عليك طول السنة من أولها إلى آخرها. And last things, Abraham's obedience was productive. In Genesis 12:2, I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. The Genesis 12:2. The God is talking to Abraham. This is the productive. Genesis 22:18. In your seed all the nations of the earth shall be blessed because you have obeyed my voice, Genesis 22:18. When God was talking to Isaac, he said, "Then the Lord appeared to him and said, 'Do not go down to Egypt. Live in the land of which I shall tell you. Dwell in this land, and I will be with you and bless you, for to you and your descendants I give all these lands, and I will perform the oath which I swear to Abraham your father. And I will make your descendants multiply as the stars of heaven. I will give to your descendants all these lands, and in your seed all the nations of the earth shall be blessed, because Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, my status, and my law.'" Then God said to Isaac, "I will give you all the blessing only because Abraham's obeying me, or obeyed me." My obeying to God and my faith, it's a blessing to the people surrounding me. One, to my family. If I have the faith and I grew up in Christ's faith, and I'm trying to work in that, it's a blessing to my family, to a blessing to my husband, my wife, my children, my kids. Number one is my family. Number two, also to all the people surrounding me in the work. My faith, إيماني هو اللي بيطلع برا ويدي بركة للي حواليه. Why we are saying, yeah, go to this priest or go to this monk, he is a blessing. وأخذ البركة دي منين يعني؟ البركة دي جات له لوحده كده من فوق؟ ولا لقاه وهو ماشي في الشارع؟ لا، البركة دي ربنا هو اللي أعطيها له، إن هو فيها علاقة بينه وبين ربنا. There is a relationship between him and between God. That's why when I go, this monk is really, really, really a blessing. From where he got this blessing? He got this blessing from a long time with God. From the faith, from his belief in God. In Genesis 12:2, that's why he said, "I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be blessing." And if I tell you about the stories of all the people who build a church or monasteries, all of that, I'll tell you a story happened with one of my family. They said to me that one from my family came here to Canada, and someone gave this person a money, and she said, "Please, can you put this money to in any church on the name of St. George?" Then her daughter had an exam, and a big exam. And if someone of the youth here, it was MCAT. And for sure you know what is the MCAT. And the day of the exam, it was for, in I think, the feast of Abu Sufyan, Philopater Mercurius. And then she said, no, I will give the money if my daughter will do well in this exam, I will give all the money to Philopater Mercurius, to Abu Sufyan. And she did well. And she was very happy. Then she went to one of my family and said, "Please change the money and don't give it to St. George. Give it to Philopater Mercurius." "Okay, it's up to you." And she went to Alexandria. And after that, after like few maybe weeks, and she didn't go to try. She tried to find that church on the name of Philopater Mercurius in Alexandria, and she forgot in first, and after like maybe a few weeks, and she oh, she remembered, like, oh my God, I have some money, and I have to give it to Philippe Kirmar to use. At the same time, like, by the night, one lady called her, can you come with me? Because I'm going now to Philippe Kirmar Curious Church, and I want someone to come to me with me, and I have no car. Okay, I'll come with you. It's very important, because I have a money. I have to give it to the church. Okay, very good. And they went. And just they entered to the church. She found Abuna there. And she said, Abuna, please, can you take the money? This money is coming to Philippe Kirmar Curious from Canada. Then Abuna said, now? She's like, the meaning of now. Yes. الظرفه هو. الفلوس إيه اللي نهار دلوقتي يعني دلوقتي. أيوة أمال بكرة. Then Abuna said, okay, can you wait? Hold on for 1 minute, please. And he took his phone and he called the engineer who build a new church. Then he called the engineer and he told, can you come now? He came after like 10 minutes. He told him exactly how much left to continue. There is a small project they are doing in the building of the church. How much left from the money to finish? He said, like, an amount, X of money. Abuna opened the envelope, and he counted the money. And he found the same amount. The same amount. Abuna قال لي, and Allah بيقول, أنا مش لاقي, ما كناش لاقيين مليم. بقالنا أسبوع بنصلي لأبو سيفين بنقول له مش لاقيين مليم نبني به كنيسة. هو أنت فين مش سمعنا ولا إيه؟ We believe we have, it's a church of saints, of angels, believe it or not. We are a church of angels and saints. Yes. بقت قصة طويلة عريضة أبو سيفين يعملها عشان خاطر يودي دي. آه إحنا بنؤمن بكده. تؤمن أو ما تؤمنش براحتك. But this is our church. And now because it's 9:10, the faith of Abraham. If our father is Abraham and our mother Saint Mary, by faith Mary accepted the angel's word and believed the message that she was to become the mother of God in the obedience of her devotion. In Luke, a village woman one day broke into praise for Jesus, exclaiming, blessed is the womb that bore you and the breasts that nourished you. Jesus said in reply, rather, blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it. هو الأحسن مش ما كانش بطن البطن بس لأ اللي سمع الكلمة وخلاها في قلبه وعمل بيها. Saint Mary taught us how to believe in God. That's why all the Christians praise her, the Orthodox and Catholic. And I hope in one day that the Protestant knows about who is Saint Mary, the Mother of God. There's a lot of things to say, but finally, I will say a prayer from the Orthodoxy. They said, heal me, O most pure Theotokos, and heal the sickness that affects my soul, making it worthy of your kindness and your care, and by your fervent intercession, grant me health. I pray to you, the Mother of God, and glory be to God forever. Amen. Amen. Alleluia, Zuxa Patrinca, Ionke. Christos Pennoti. Eb orun tati herini moinan in tekerini semninan in tekerini kalin.
God willing, from tomorrow, like Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, we have Abuna Mikhail Samir is coming from Egypt. Okay, he is really a good speaker. There will be translation, inshallah, tomorrow to English because he will speak in Arabic. But he's really, really, really a good speaker. هو من أسقفيت الشباب مع الأنبا موسى. فPlease come. And as we see that we are doing all the revival of Saint Mary, بنحاول نسبح ست العذراء ونمجدها في فضل عشرة أيام أو أسبوع على الصيام. I hope that all together, يعني, to be here, to come all together here في تسبح ست العذراء في النهضة. We start 7:30. We finish around 9:15 exactly. فتومورو عندنا ثلاثة أيام ورا بعض أبونا ميخائيل سمير. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, God willing, Abuna Peter Saad from Montreal. بعدين عندنا يوم الخميس والجمعة اللي هو Thursday and Friday. We have His Grace Amba Yohanna from the Giza. Then Saturday, Abuna George. Sunday, لا ده لسه في واحد تاني. لا أبونا شنو ده ليلة العيد؟ في حد وقع مني؟ لا. Abuna Rafael, sorry, I'm sorry. Abuna Rafael from Montreal. And then ليلة العيد إن شاء الله هيكون معانا, هيبقى كل الآباء غالبا موجودين وهيبقى أبونا شنو ده هو اللي هيقول الكلمة. في أوربان اللي عايز أوربان.
إحنا صلينا اتصلى صلاة نص الليل, هنعمل تسبحة نص الليل للشمامسة والمسبحين والمسبحات. كل سنة وانتم طيبين.